Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Bittersweet news coming out of Indianola Boys Cross Country. We're joined by head coach Kevin Barnes. And coach, you announced your retirement, and congratulations on that. But obviously, we're sad to see you go. What went into the making that decision?
Yeah, difficult, I'm sure, for most coaches. I felt good about it really this entire season. Got a summer job sitting on a mower at Simpson College, and I just really felt this was going to be my best season ever, and I wanted to give my very best this season. And so I think that working with the kids and being around them are the parts that you always want to keep doing and keep going. That one, you know, you don't want to have in. But the other stuff, the actual nuts and bolts of the coaching, just gotten to the point where 32 years of doing it, I'm ready for a break. Regardless of the outcome of the state meet or anything, I knew this was the last one for me, and I did my very best I could this year.
Well, talk about being able to go out on top, and undefeated season for the guys. Every time those varsity guys raced, they came in first, and then included Class 4A state title. It just, like I said, a storybook season. How does it feel to be able to go out on top like that?
It could not be any better. However many times I imagined it, and I have a great imagination, it was nowhere close to what last Saturday was. I had so many connections last Saturday and wonderful interactions with not just my own athletes, but fellow coaches were thrilled for us. I had runners who had run for me in past teams decades ago, literally at the meet, to be there in that moment. And of course, my own family was there to see it, my father. It was just beyond storybook ending for me. It was amazing.
When you look back on 32 years of coaching, I think 26 at Indianola, correct? Just what comes to mind when you look back on your whole career when I say you're wrapping up 32 years of coaching?
Mostly it's just all the relationships that you make. They're not always perfect, and certainly there were some lean years where things aren't awesome, or there's some kids maybe that you didn't quite, you know, have the perfect connection with or get them to where they wanted to be. But that happens in anything in life. So mostly I just am grateful for the opportunity. I love the sport. I loved working with the kids every year for so many years. Stacy Garrels, my assistant, and I mean, 19 years together. The season would end and we'd literally just look at each other like, okay, let's start planning for next year. And that's probably a good sign that we were in the right job because we really enjoyed it and we worked great together. He's a fantastic assistant coach. And I think, you know, he and I being able to get to the pinnacle last Saturday after all the wonderful teams we've had, I feel like all those teams got a chance to be part of it and celebrate it because they, you know, like I said, some of them were even there to help and cheer us on.
Well, I know the first title since 1972 for Indianola aside, favorite memories when you look back, because I just feel like that one is probably going to be number one for you no matter what we talk about. But as you look back, any other favorite memories come about over 26 years at Indianola?
Yeah, so many. You know, we were in the CIML Central for most of the beginning of my career, at least 10 years there. And the CIML Central was very challenging. Ankeny, Urbandale, Southeast Polk, Dowling, Johnston, and us, if I counted them all right there. 2008, that team got fifth at state. We won the CIML Central. It's very, very special. We had kind of gotten to the point where we were a top school in 4A. And then we lost four guys or five guys on that team. And the next year we came back and we won the CIML Central again and placed ninth. And that's when you got to the feeling that maybe your program is the thing that's strong instead of the individual team. You want to be successful. We had, I think, 10 teams qualify. We were represented in that time. That was 10 teams just with Coach Garrels. I had 12 teams overall qualify. And I think there was only 3 or 4 years among my 26 where we did not have representation at state. So, just lots and lots and lots of good people, good athletes, good memories, that I really will cherish.
a common thing for coaches after they retire, want to stay connected to either the sport or the athletes in some way, shape, or form. How do you think that's going to look like for you?
Well, I mean, the first step is I hope I have a little bit of say or conversation with a successor. We've left the program in a really good position. I don't know how many coaches win the state title and retire. We have a wonderful team coming back with 4 through 10. We lose the top three, but 4 through 10 return on the varsity side of things. So I told the guys, you know, I'm always here. You ever want to reach out, talk to me about anything, life. We, of course, with today's cell phone, social media, you know, connections, it's easy to stay in touch with them. And then, of course, I plan very much to be biggest fan on the course now. I'd love to still go to meets and still cheer guys on and just be the spectator.
And finally, I know in your post about retiring, there's a lot of thank yous to give out, and I know you're never going to be able to name everyone, but just one more venue for you to try and thank as many of the community as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, at my awards night last night, I thanked Coach Garrels, of course, my wife, Don Barnes. A big one for me was Matt DeWall. Matt DeWall and his physical therapy has just been so selfless anytime that I've had a kid, and it's usually an important varsity member that I would go to Matt, and I'm like, I need this guy. He's just been great. He bleeds purple and gold, and just will do anything to help our sports and the community at the drop of the hat. So thank you to him. And we could just be on the, we could be on the phone here for a while if I just kept going from there. Cause there's just so many people, coaches and, athletes that were important to me, that would be deserving. So I will leave it at just, those three for, and the rest of them. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you from my end here, Coach. It's been awesome to follow the team for the last 8 years here at Indianola, and you've been a big part of a big reason why fall has been such a fun season for me at all times. So,
well, I appreciate everything you've done. You do a fabulous job juggling so many sports, schools, and all that stuff. I don't know how you do it, really. And I gotta put a a prop to you. Like, I don't know how you're able to stay on top of a sports specific traits so well. You ask questions that nobody like would really ask that knows anything about running, but you know these things. So I appreciate the job you do, always putting out good publicity for us. So thank you.
Thank you very much again, Head Coach Kevin Barnes, Coach retiring after 32 years in coaching. We'll have more after this on today's Lately Radio Sports Page.